on the line now. I have Fiona Gregan, Educational Manager with Dogs Trust Ireland. Good afternoon, Fiona. How are you?
Hi there. Good afternoon. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I'm looking through, it's hard to believe it's only 2005 Dogs Trust was set up. It seems like much longer than that.
Yeah, a long time ago. In 2005, we had a presence in Ireland with our neutering campaign, and then in 2006, the education campaign began. It wasn't until 2009 that we actually had the lovely centre in Finglas on the old Ashbourne Road, so we rehome nearly 1,500 dogs a year from there. So,
okay, we're going to talk about children and relationship with dogs, but before that, I want to ask you, what would people look for, especially coming up to Christmas now and people getting dogs, and they're always advised maybe to, you know, think about it and find out more about it before they actually do. But people sometimes want to go out and get a particular type of dog. Mm. How can they read the signals on what has not come from a puppy farm? How can they guarantee that it's not coming from a puppy farm?
I think adoption is the best way to go along if you're thinking about bringing a dog into your family. And you're quite right about Christmas time. It's a really busy time of year. And our well-known slogan in Dog Trust is a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. Unfortunately, we still have issue of people getting dogs as presents and then returning them. January is our busiest time where we have people coming in saying that they got this puppy or dog as a Christmas present and now they're not able to look after it when they're going back to school and back to their busy life. So it is a huge commitment and a lot of work, and maybe to think about getting it at a different time when some research has been put into place. And indeed, thinking about where you get the dog from is extremely important. So adoption, going to a local rescue centre, like Dogs Trust, there's various rescue centres around Ireland that you can get a dog and adopt a dog. If people are going to buy from a breeder, making sure that it's a reputable and registered breeder, they can speak to their vet for some advice of where is a reputable registered breeder in their local area, making sure that they meet the mum, and that using their gut instincts as well. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right. Mm. Certainly making sure that you are going to the area that the puppies have been brought up, and hopefully the mum will be there, and not, you know, meeting people in car parks or in places like that and handing over money. So although we think that we're, and we will be giving this dog a wonderful home by buying a dog in a circumstance like that, we're still passing over money, which is encouraging and continuing people to be doing this, and we want to try and stop and get away from that as well. So making sure that everything is done above board, and that we meet the mum, we get the papers and vaccinations are all done and microchipped and all of those aspects. But certainly thinking about adoption and going to a rescue centre is the first port of call I would encourage people to do.
Okay, I suppose this may be completely off the wall, but is it always advisable maybe to bring someone with you as well that maybe has some experience with dogs, and maybe it's your first time? Would that be a good idea?
Yeah, that certainly there wouldn't be an issue with that at all. You do get a lot of support in Dogs Trust. That we do have qualified and professional people and behaviourists that assess the dogs as well to match up the right dog to the right family. So we find out about the family and if they have children, if they have animals, if they work. And then, excuse me, we also do the same for the dog as well. We assess the dogs and find out their likes and dislikes, because just like us, they all have different personalities and different needs, and match up the right dog to the right family. So there would be a lot of support and advice there anyway given through Dogs Trust. It's €100 to adopt a dog, and you will get support that previously and thereafter the adoption as well. But bringing someone along that is knowledgeable about a dog certainly wouldn't be a problem, and would be a good idea as well, yes.
And even if so, the parents have had experience of maybe having great joy when they were younger, they had a dog, so therefore when they have the children, they say this would be great for the child, which it normally is, it's great. But some kids like very, very nervous for one reason or another, so you have to acknowledge that as well. And I think you can pass it on to adults. There are a lot of adults nervous as well, so people should respect that as well. And
indeed.
And
I mean,
not just throw it upon them, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The confidence is why we've launched our Be Dog Confident campaign there last week. And we have our website, www.bedogconfident.ie. We have lots of free workshops that are available throughout the Republic of Ireland. We have nearly 6 education and community officers that are producing those workshops, and they are for schools. They can be in schools for school children. We're also doing them in the community as well. They are parent-led workshops. We do expect the parents to be there because it is a, you know, low-level anxieties is what we're tackling in these workshops, people that have low-level anxieties around dogs. And it is an ongoing thing that we'd like the parents to encourage and continue that support for their children. But anxiety, like you say, can be from different aspects. It can be a learned behaviour from the parents or family members. It can be an incident that maybe they just got a little bit startled or by an excited dog that knocked them over, and that stayed with them. They might just not be used to or being familiar around dogs. So we conducted a survey and found that there's nearly 50% of children under 13 that are a little anxious or very anxious of dogs. So we wanted to try and combat that, because as a result of a child being less anxious and their behaviours being slightly different around dogs, that in turn is obviously going to help the dog situation as well, so that they can hopefully be more part of the family and not be getting to be homed and with situations arising like that within the family.
Okay, is there any sort of, you've mentioned good for a lot of things there, but specifically in preparation before you actually get the dog? I mean, yeah, that's the question, I suppose. Well, what sort of preparation can you make? Show them a movie or Lassie and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, if the children are feeling a little bit anxious, we have some lots of tips. We have worked with our psychologist, Claire Hayes, in creating the materials that we present within our workshops. And we have lots of breeding modable resources on our website, www.dogconfident.ie. But some of the tips that we will be giving in the workshop is to stay calm. So CALM stands for C-A-L-M. We have the C is exactly what you said, creating a positive experience with your child and a dog. So exposing them to books and films that are good fun, helpful dog characters, and making it a really fun and positive experience around dogs. And A is acknowledging your child's discomfort. Anxiety is a normal feeling, and it's okay, and it's there to protect us. It's just about how we manage that anxiety and our actions in turn. L is let your child meet dogs in a safe and controlled environment if they're able to do that. And we also teach the children and the adults how to do slow breathing in the workshops as well, if the child is maybe feeling a little bit anxious. And the M is make-believe. Make-believe with toy dogs and talk through behaviours that the child might be expecting the dog to exhibit that they're maybe a little bit nervous about, and discuss those feelings and how it makes them feel. Our actions are very important, so how we actually deal with our anxiety and making sure that we keep ourselves calm, because if we shout and scream and run, the dog is most likely going to be chasing us and getting excited as well. So if we're calm, the dog in turn will hopefully be calm, which will make the whole situation a little bit more settled.
Okay, you have the leaflet as well, and you can get it on bedogconfident.ie. How often do you run the free workshops, Fiona?
The workshops are as and when required, so people can book in to us. So we can, like I said, they are free. The resources and the workshops are free. So as soon as we get bookings, we will be going out to the schools. And we have the Be Dog Smart campaign is an extension of the Be Dog Competent campaign. Sorry, is an extension of our Be Dog Smart campaign. So our Be Dog Smart campaign is safety led. So we often go into the schools and do a workshop on Be Dog Smart about safety. Often there are children there that we can see that maybe are a little bit anxious and might be needing a bit more help. And then we'll do our Be Dog Confident workshops thereafter. So the parents can come when the skills are finished, so around about 3 or 4 o'clock. So it's often a two-tier workshop skills, the safety and then the Be Dog Confidence. And in the community, we can go to libraries and community centres. We often use halls and schools and secondary schools or Montessoris, although these materials are 7 to 13-year-olds. So, but we can use the venues in other places as well, and we can certainly go to anywhere that anybody requires us.
Okay, well, if I was going about a dog now, one of the questions I was asked, if I wasn't sure what sort of dog I wanted, I would ask the question, are all dogs compatible to have around a child?
No, certainly not. Every dog is different, just like we are all different. And we always say in Dog Trust that it's not the breed, it's the deed. And what we mean by the deed is the owners. We have to be responsible owners and socialise our dogs and train our dogs. So it's how much we put into our doggies and how well we expect them to behave around others. So if they are well socialised and they are well trained, they're more likely going to be more compatible in a family situation. But we should never leave a dog and a child unsupervised. It is absolute key. There's not a particular breed that's going to be more better than another breed. Every dog has the potential to bite, and we have to be aware of that and educate ourselves about warning signs. So if we see the dog is feeling uncomfortable, we can de-escalate that situation before something would happen. So that, again, our safety campaign, our Be Dog Smart campaign, we have lots and lots on our bedogsmart.ie website as well about safety and de-escalation and the 21 plus different warning signs that dogs can show us. So we have to really be aware of that as well. So
yeah,
it's certainly not, there's
yeah,
not
they
a
should,
particular dog.
Yeah, definitely be around them at all times, because, I mean, children can be quite playful, if I want to put it that way,
in a generous type of way,
but they can be quite rough with dogs as well. And you forget, maybe dogs have feelings, or maybe they've unknowingly hurt themselves somewhere and no one would know about it until you touch that spot. So these are all things, and that's why you should leave them on
their own. And we have to teach the children as adults to have gentle play and understand, like you said, that the dogs are sentient beings, they have feelings, and it's important to be gentle and not be jumping onto their back. And all these videos that we see on the internet of people, the horses and things like that, we're not to be doing any of this. And, you know, keeping our face and our away from a dog's face, and just common sense to make sure that we are keeping it a safe environment and that we are not pulling and tugging. And, you know, imagine how the dog would feel about that. So relating it back to that and making sure that we supervise and we encourage gentle play is important indeed.
Okay, now you're based out in Finglas. Can people drop in, and is there a particular time that you should drop in?
Yep, we are in Finglas on the Old Ashburn Road. The only day that we are closed is Tuesday, and every other day we are open between 12 and 4, so people can come along any day, including the weekend, and can pop in and have a look. There's no appointment needed. If they are thinking about adopting a dog, like I say, they just fill out the questionnaire so we can find out a little bit more about them, and we can try and match up the right dog to their family as well. And it is €100 donation to the charity. We will do a little home check, which isn't intrusive, just to make sure that everything is safe and secure at home, that the dog is not going to be escaping anywhere, and that you can come back and on return hopefully take your doggy home to the forever home.
Yeah, and I mean, the dog can be part of the family, and if there's a couple thinking about it even for themselves, but if they're going to be out all day, it's not a good idea to get a dog either. So just all these things would be great advice. So if anyone's thinking, especially this time of year now, and as I said, coming up to Christmas, a good idea to adopt a dog around the next couple of weeks and have it for the couple of months leading up to it, and that'll sort of help you to make up your mind.
Yeah, we have to really make sure that we think about getting a dog, like you say, not at a busy time of year, and certainly not for Christmas presents and not for birthday presents, and when things are a little bit more settled and we have some time to commit. It's a lot of training, especially if we get the puppy, so
Okay. I think we've covered nearly everything, but you have the website there, Fiona, if people want to check up on things.
It's www.bedogconfident.ie. They can book a workshop there and link in with their local education officer or download some free resources. So thank you very much for your time.
That's great. Thank you very much, Fiona. Thank you to you, and congratulations on the great work done by the Dogs Trust indeed. And if people can
Thanks
be generous, you do fundraisers all through the year as well.
Yeah, we do indeed. We are a charity, so we're not government funded. So it's donations are very much appreciated.
Yeah. Anything coming up in the next couple of weeks? Fundraisers and wise?
We can for Christmas, if anybody is interested in dogs and they love to give back to charities as well, you can sponsor a dog, you can sponsor a puppy, which is sometimes a really lovely Christmas present that you are supporting a charity, and then you have a puppy that you're sponsoring, and that you get lots of information and feedback about that doggy throughout his life as well. So sometimes that's a really nice gift to have. We have a really exciting Christmas campaign that's going to be launching soon, so to keep your eyes out for that as well. So lots going on.
That's great. Thank you very much. Thank you. I know you're very busy, so I won't keep you.
We have our Halloween workshop as well.
Oh, there you go.
On the 27th of this month as well, that's in the centre. It's a fun workshop for 7 to 13 year olds, so they can buy tickets for that on the website as well, the Dogs Trust website. So.
Okay, just check the website for all the information we've been talking about and the workshops as well. Thank you very much, Fiona. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And you.
Bye bye. And that's Fiona Gregan, Education Manager with Dogs Trust.